praise with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a need in your life, or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to satisfy some of the needs that are coming in, you can call 882-7360. There'll be someone there to answer your call right now, but you can call any time during the day, and you can leave a message, and I'll return that call just as soon as I get it. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that tonight, but right now we're going to start into a teaching out of Psalms 91. There's a place near the Lord to where you can come and to where you can be close. And when you offer up a prayer unto the Lord, that God will answer that prayer. And he will come and answer it very quickly, very soon. And it just seems like sometimes, I don't know about some, but for me it seems like times that there's you get down on your knees to pray, and it's just the prayer hits the wall and slaps you right back in the face, that you've just been detached from the Lord and you've been separated and you're far apart from him. But I want to tell you today, there's a place that you can go and where God will meet your needs. There's a place by him. In Exodus chapter 33, Moses found that place by the Lord, because when God came down to give him the law, God told Moses, he said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock." Now today we know that's the rock of Jesus. But Moses found this secret place of the Lord. And God said he would put him in a cleft of that rock. That's in verse 20. But we're reading today out of Psalms chapter 91, and I'll just begin reading. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." The name of this message is called The Secret Place of God, because there is a place near God to where you can go. And it's not a place that you can visit for a short time. It's a place to where, in verse 1 it says, "He that dwelleth there," he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We have to be there and dwell there at all times. It's not a place that we can visit. Oh, but when you get there, it's so wonderful, because you're so close to the Lord God. I mean, you dwell in the shadow of his presence. And I want to tell you how you can get there this day, because when you're there, you can receive those needs in your life that you have need of. And when you pray, God will answer that prayer for you. But it's a secret place. You got to know how to get there. You got to find it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14 says, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few be there that find it." Few be there that find it. It's a secret place. You have to find it. You can't just stumble into it one day. Well, you might do that, but it's a place that you got to seek for, and you got to want to get there. Verse 2 says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust." That's the first thing. You've got to make God your refuge and your fortress. You've got to trust in the Lord. A lot of times we want to trust in our own selves. And like I was driving over here this morning, I mean, a lot of times when we're driving, we trust our own instincts. We trust our own reactions. But I want to tell you, there's been many times when I've been close to car accidents, but I know if it hadn't been for the Lord, if I hadn't trusted in the Lord and knew by faith that those angels were encamping around me, that there was many times I would have wrecked my old truck. But I want to tell you, you got to trust the Lord. That's the first and the uttermost key to this thing, to getting close to the Lord. You got to trust him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 20, the Lord said, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. See, when the Lord is with you, you don't even have to fight your battles. I mean, you might go out there and you might be the instrument that God uses to overcome the things in your life, but God is the one that's in control, and He's the one that's fighting your battles for you. Verse 3 in Psalms says, "Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." See, the devil's out there to lay snares for you, to lay traps for you. He's the fowler. He's the one that wants to catch you and pull you right down into hell with him. He's just a noisome pestilence. A lot of times, I go back to when Jesus was in the wilderness and he was being tempted of the devil, how the devil was coming up to him and was just constantly whispering doubt and unbelief into his ear. He was just a noisome pestilence. He was just a big windbag. But I want to tell you today that God has an antidote for that windbag. Psalms 32 and verse 7 says, "Thou art my hiding place, and thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." Yet when the devil comes and he tries to whisper those things in your ear, and he just tries to be a big bag of wind that tries to whisper that doubt and unbelief to you, you can come back to him and you can say that the Lord is your fortress and your refuge. And you can just sing those songs of deliverance right back at him. And I want to tell you, when you resist the devil, he will flee from you. But see, God is going to take care of you. Back in Psalms 91 and verse 4, it says, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler." Now, a buckler is just a small round shield that's used to catch blows. And you know, that takes me back to in where we're supposed to put on the armor of God. The helmet of salvation comes first. And then you have a shield to which you can catch the fiery darts of the enemy. Well, see, God gives you those things. God gives you the things you need to stand up to the devil and his wily ways. In verse 5 there back in Psalm says, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flieth by day." The devil's just constantly slinging things at you. Constantly. I mean, whether it comes through finances, a death in the family, or just anything that the devil would bring up against you. You see, those they're like arrows that's being fired at you. And when you're dwelling in this place, in this secret place, near the Lord, he'll protect you from those things. There back over in Exodus 33, Moses, when he was put into the cleft of the rock, let me turn back over there. When he was put into the cleft of the rock, the Lord said that he would pass by and he would cover Moses' eyes while his glory passed by. And he says, "I shall take away my hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." Moses couldn't have stood in the glory of God and seen his face, but he said, "You'll see my back parts." And I was thinking about that. If you see a person's back parts, then they're standing in front of you and they're facing in the other direction. And I want you to know, when the devil comes at you to fight with you, that God will stand right in front of you and he'll go before you into battle. He'll take care of those things in your life. And he'll go ahead of you and be with you at all those times. Verse 6, there back in Psalms, "You'll not be afraid," says, "nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, or nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday." For any disease out there you have, I want to tell you that God is the healer. One of his names is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. And it just all comes by faith. If you believe that God will heal you, if you believe that God can save you, it works all the same way. Once you believe in your heart and confess in your mouth, Romans 10 says, he says, thou shalt be saved. And Jesus says, what's the difference to say, rise up and walk, or to say, thou all thy sins be forgiven thee? There's no difference, Jesus said. It's all the same. It comes by faith, and by grace through faith. Verse 7 there in Psalm says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's because a Christian has a promise of God that he will protect him. He will take care of him. I mean, David said in Psalms, "I was young, but now I'm old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." I mean, God promises to his children that he'll take care of them. He'll satisfy every need that they have. I mean, God is our provider. One of his names is Jehovah Jireh, God, and that means God will provide. He will take care of your every need. And although you might go through life, those of you that have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you might go through life and everything might be all right for a little while, but there are going to be hard times coming. And it's only the Christians that have the promise of God that God will take care of them and see to their every need. Verse 8 in Psalms, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're not going to be in there with them, saints. You're just going to be able, it's going to be a sad thing to see. But all those that have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ are going to receive their punishment. And there's a lot of different versions of what people believe hell to be and what people to believe the torment is going to be. There's a lot of different versions. Some believe it's everlasting destruction. Some believe it's everlasting torment. Some believe it's just separation from God. But whatever it is, I know that it's not a desirable place to be. And here in verse 8 it says that only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're not going to be in there with them. You'll only be able to see what's going on. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. It's got to be a habitation for you. It's got, like I said before, you can't just go and visit this place, this secret place of the Most High. You must always dwell there and be there at all times. There in another place in Psalms, chapter 27, verses 1 through 5, David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That's what I'm talking about this day. I'm talking about the secret place that's close to God, where you can go and you can say your prayers and you can know that God has heard them and that God will answer them for you. It's a place to where your conscience can be cleared of sin. It's a place to where you know that God is there and He will protect you and He will take care of you all the days of your life. Oh, I tell you what, God is good. God is good this morning. I was sitting here thinking last night what I was going to mention about, and they're really this the broadcast... There's a direction that the Lord has set it in, and that is to satisfy some of the needs that the people have. I mean, God said that if you give, He'll give it back to you. But He said that He would cause men to give unto your bosom. And I believe that this radio broadcast can become a place to where the people that have needs in this county, since this county has been so hard hit by the devil, I believe this radio broadcast can become a place to where people who want to give to the needy can give when the needy call in, when the people who have needs in their life call in. And like I said, you can call any time during the day, 882-7360, and we'll try and match up those needs to those who want to give and to be a part of the work of God. I want to say that you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church. There Pastor Arthur York has agreed to sponsor this radio broadcast, and I just feel like I return the thanks, and really it'd be my duty to say that you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church. It's located in near downtown Harriman. There's a Robo Car Wash on Rhone Street there, the main street of town. And if you look up on the hill behind Robo Car Wash, you can see the church sitting up on the hill. Regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And the first Saturday of every month, there's a singing, which begins at 7 p.m. Now, tomorrow morning, April the 22nd, the King family from Soddy Daisy will be at the Free Pentecostal Church. And I got tapes of theirs many years ago. Oh, and they're just a blessing to hear and to listen to. But you come and be a part tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And listen to the broadcast tonight at 6 o'clock. I'll be explaining a little bit more about this, and hopefully we'll have some people call in to express their needs. So until next time, I want to leave you with this. Remember John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rhone Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.